Express yourself, 940. Last day to register. The easy way, I guess would be the best way of putting it. David Orr, Cook County Clerk, joins us. And David, I have to thank you. I have to thank you because you are one public official that is always willing to grant access and help explain things to people. You and the Secretary of State, I would say, are the same in that regard, and we appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure. I guess I got nothing to hide.
Why not? All right.
You guys are helpful because with elections, you know, it is a little confusing sometimes. And, you know, you're only voting once or twice a year. So coverage is really helpful to people. It lets them know what's coming up.
Well, we're going to let a lot of people know right now, because even though in all the world of things you can pick on Illinois about, I think we've done a pretty good job of creating access to register to vote. However, today is a deadline for is that a proper way of putting it, you think, the easy way to register?
Yeah, well, I use the word traditional. The traditional way to register, it's just still pretty easy. You can go to City Hall. You can go to the public library. What's also important about today is all those deputy registrars, of which there's thousands of them, those people, today's the last day that they can register people. They come to your church or they come to the club or something. And so that's the last day for that. But because we know there's other changes, there's other opportunities. We don't want to discourage people from doing it today, but there's other opportunities coming up.
Okay, so David, talk about now Illinois. Talk about our primary here. So you can go to the voting booth. You don't have to declare till you get there. Kind of just give us the walkthrough.
Okay, first of all, you don't have to declare. All it is in Illinois, you even have to pick a ballot, and that might be Republican, Democrat, or if there's a third party. Sometimes there's a third party, like a Green Party. So you just ask for it. You're not registered like in other states, like Nevada, for example. You're not a registered Republican or Democrat. You just get to pick. And that discourages people, but that's why I want to emphasize it that way. It does go on your record as if you chose a Republican or Democratic ballot, but anybody can do that.
But you can switch. You can say Republican this year, and then the next election you can choose Democrat. You don't have to stay with one forever.
Absolutely. And in a primary, let's say you're a Democrat, but you want to vote in the Republican primary. Maybe you like Trump or don't like Trump. And then, of course, in November you can do whatever you want because all parties will be on the ballot in November. So, yeah, you have that perfect right. And also remember, in Illinois, we have something very new, very important, called Election Day Registration. And that means if you miss all these other opportunities to register, or you don't register when early voting starts, which is another opportunity, then on Election Day you can do it. We're not encouraging people to do that, only because if Election Day is busy, we don't want to have too much activity going on about Election Day registration. But that's an opportunity, and so for those people, for whatever reason, don't get to it, they can do it that day.
There's no reason not to be registered. I mean, there's just way too many opportunities. I can't remember if I heard you on with...
One thing, if I might, on that,
yeah,
and because it goes to the heart of what we're trying to do, and even the president talked about it last week, is that part of the reason that so many people are unregistered is because they move so much. Okay, and so you have 500,000 people every year or two moving in and out of Cook County. Okay, those are people, many of them are registered, want to be good citizens. They don't realize, okay, when they move from Evanston to Lake County that they have to re-register. So one of the great things going on is we're tackling that problem. We're making great progress, and we're reaching a point now when you move from Evanston to, let's say, Bloomington, Illinois, your registration stays with you. And that's the way it should be. I'm not talking about new registrants. I'm talking about people that have been registered for 12 years. They make a move. They don't even realize they have to register again. So that is a lot of improvements on that front in Illinois. That's also what people call universal registration, and we're getting to that point, which will help a great deal.
Got a text here that said, if I'm an undecided voter and I can pick either ballot in the primary, does that commit me to the party I chose for the general?
No. No. The only people have to think about that are election judges. If you're going to be a Democratic election judge, then you should be taking a Democratic ballot. But no, everybody else can pick whatever party, whoever they want to vote for in the primary, and then they can do the opposite or whatever else they want to do in the general.
All right.
We're pretty open in that sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. David Orr, Cook County Clerk, joining us to talk about today. And the importance of today, again, is
it's the last day for what we call traditional registration. So let's say, I want to re-register. Of course, you can do it online today, still, too. You can just grab your phone or iPad and look up CookCountyClerk.com, and you can register right online. But otherwise, today you could go to City Hall or library. After today, you can't do it online anymore. You can't go to the public library, and deputy registrars can't register you. But there are other opportunities to register.
And, David, you can go to the website to find where your polling place is, correct? Because the last, not the last time, but the time before, it had changed, and it was my bad. I didn't go, I didn't look. I just assumed it was at the same place. But go online and check where your polling place is.
Very point, because you can go online now. If you're a suburban Cook, you go to cookcountyclerk.com. If you live in Chicago, you go to chicagoelections.com. The website is valuable for lots of reasons. It can tell you the information we just talked about, can show you where your polling place is. At least in the suburban Cook, we even have a candidate's guide for those who want to participate. So there's lots of information you can get, and it's good to do that. And it is important. You need to get to the right precinct. And we do mail to everybody. We mail to everybody where their polling place is. And if their polling place changes, okay, recently or in the next couple of weeks, we will do a second mailing to those people to tell them where the new polling place is.
I heard you on with Justin Kaufman the other night and on the download, and I think Justin asked you specifically about, are we ever going to see in our lifetimes the ability to vote on our phones? Are we going to have an app where we can actually vote? Because that obviously is the holy grail of getting whatever close number we can get to full vote totals.
I do believe that'll happen in our lifetime. I'm a little older than you, but I think it'll happen in our lifetime because there's so many young people that are committed to it. There's wonderful groups that are out there working on this, but the number one challenge still is we have to deal with the security issue. People say, well, but we do our money on banking. Now, the difference with the banking model, keep this in mind, there's all sorts of scandals and security breaches. But what happens is the banks eat those because they're so wealthy. So you someone may interfere and steal records from banks or others, as we see all the time, or big, large shopping
right.
conglomerates and so forth. So, but free election, it's a one-time thing.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was a great point that you made. That because I was on the other side as well. I'm going, come on, all the world's money is online. How can we not figure the vote out? But you're right.
Yeah.
That's a fixable problem in almost all cases. Your vote is not if that goes the way. But we got to be able to figure out a way to figure this out.
I do think good minds will prevail. It just takes a while because obviously. Voters as well as political parties are extremely nervous about, who might try and cheat in some way. We have something, for example, in Cook County that our voters don't even know about. We are one of the few places, maybe only two in the entire country, that do forensic testing. And the goal of forensic testing is we take a kind of a computer snapshot of the ballot way before we get started, when we're working at the warehouse. When we put all the key information in about who's running, we do it again, right before the election. We do it election day. We do it after election day. And our goal in that kind of, quote, forensic testing is to see if anybody tried to submit malicious software in some way that we could catch it. So we do a lot of things, but, we still want to be careful. And I do believe it'll happen in our lifetime, but it's a tough struggle right now.
David, do you think all the polling places throughout Cook County will eventually be all electronic voting? Because I know, again, where I go, I think there's one or two machines, and then the rest is you fill in the marker, the arrow with the marker.
I think what you just described will be the future when you say electronic voting, but it'll be different equipment, perhaps 2, 3, 4 years. And here's the key difference is if people understand what it looks like to vote on one of these machines, okay, maybe they're much more popular in suburban Cook. If we had more of them, 85-90% would vote on them in Cook County. Chicago, they tend to have fewer machines and they don't encourage it the way the suburbs do. But here's the key. The future will do this. The machine will look the same. You'll be able to go on like a touchscreen. You'll touch this, you'll touch that. Make it easy. You can change languages and all that stuff. But when you're through with punching everything, the card you put into the machine, you will take back out. And then you'll put that in a scanner. And the difference there is kind of like when you do a paper ballot, you put in a scanner, is that this way people feel more secure about it, that you're touching the screen that you can't watch what's going on inside it.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
But as soon as you're done with all you're touching, you take that ballot out, look at it. Okay, well, I voted for Smith or Jones. It all says it right there. And then I put it in the scanner.
Okay? Yeah, so there's a comfort level there.
That's right. That'll be the future. And so that's electronic, but not... it's not the same kind of electronic count. All right. That, I believe, is what you'll see. You're seeing it now in some places. You'll see a lot more of that. Because people, particularly the big cities, the urban areas, we need the touch screen. You know, we now have four languages, and we might have six before long. San Francisco's got 8 to 10. Also, you got these different ballot styles. Elections are complicated. And so it's important with a touch screen you can do certain things. You can have a bigger screen. Disabled can vote on it. If you've got an eye issue, you can make it darker and lighter. You can make it bigger and smaller. So I do believe that will stay the same. The difference will simply be that step, like I say, you finish up. Now what you do is, if you're on the touch screen, you finish up, you look at the little counter on the side which shows you what you voted for, and then you push cast ballot, and you're done. I'm suggesting the future will probably be, when you're all done, it may say cast ballot, but then your ballot will come back out, and you'll walk over to the scanner and put it in yourself. And I think feel secure about that.
Yeah, I think people would feel better. Joe called, and several people texted about this as well, and we'll let you go on this.
Sure.
But they say when they select a ballot, be it Democrat or Republican, in their case, they've had election judges, volunteers, make comments about it. Are you sure you want that one? That kind of thing.
Well, if that happens in my jurisdiction, Suburban Cook, I want to know, because that judge will be out the door. We know the difficulty in our system. Yeah, remember, our system is based on watching over things by having the two major parties pick the election judges. Now, many of the what we call committeemen don't actually do that. So we do it from lists we get. But you have Democrat and Republican judges, and they maybe with a friend outside of the polling place when you're kidding, so that's fine. But not there. I mean, there are places. Barrington, for example, is one of the Republican strongholds, okay? And you wouldn't want those people laughing at the Democrats any more than you'd want a South Suburban area that votes 90% Democrat doing the same thing. So we educate our judges, but we got 10,000 of them. That can happen, but it shouldn't happen. If it does happen, we want to know about it and either teach those people or remove them.
Yeah, so let the Cook County Clerk, David, or his office know about that. If it ever happens to you. Appreciate the time, as always.
And if it is, one final thing. If you're listening to the city of Chicago, to save me the work, and that happens with Chicago judges, you should contact, like I said, ChicagoElections.com.
Don't give me any extra
work.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. One last question just came in. There's no way to vote early in the primary, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you can vote early in the primary.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I didn't know.
Voting, it starts the 29th of February. And it goes for 15 straight days, and it'll be, we'll have 40-some sites in Suburban
Cook,
50 in the city of Chicago. Oh, yeah, we always have early voting now. In fact, early voting now goes all the way up to the Monday before the election.
Well, that's great.
It's really good for the electorate. It's hard for those of us that run elections.
Right.
But it's good for the voting public, and, that'll all be, you can look all that stuff online. It'll be the usual things if you're Suburban Cook, Evanston, Skokie, if you're out west, Maywood, all sorts of places, Cicero, if you're out south, Orland Park. There are a lot of sites, and they'll be open all day, okay, basically 9 to 5, and weekends. But you want to check which ones are open, particularly on Sundays, because there's fewer. Okay? So, yeah, those people that love early voting, that'll start again the 29th of February, go straight to the day before the election. And what's so valuable about this, one last point, and I'll shut up, is that when so many people, right, are voting early, okay, or they're choosing to vote by mail, that means our equipment goes farther. You mentioned earlier about the touch screens. Well, if 30-40% of your people have voted for Election Day, that means on March 15th, it makes it easier for those election judges, it makes it easier for our people that have to fix equipment and so forth, because 30-35-40% of people already voted. So it's a win-win for us. Early voting, it's very popular, starts on the 29th.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate it. That's a lot of great information and an education as always. And the website again is?
CookCountyClerk.com. For suburban voters, that's the easiest one to go to, CookCountyClerk.com. But anybody who wants to register can still go to that today. If you're a City of Chicago resident, and it's good to go to ChicagoElections.com, because then you can also see where your polling place is, et cetera.
It's David Orr. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We're back with Bill and Wendy next on 720 WGN.